Hi, Malika Bilal here, host of The Take by Al Jazeera. We are now a daily news show. So after the news updates, head over to Spotify to follow us and listen to the stories behind these headlines.
Al Jazeera Podcast.
Police in South Africa have arrested the most wanted fugitive in the 1994 Rwandan genocide after decades on the run. Fulgence Kayishema has been on the run for more than 20 years. He is accused of organizing the killing of nearly 2,000 Tutsis seeking shelter at a Catholic church. Catherine Soy reports from Nairobi.
He said to have been the one who bought fuel to burn down the church and to bring down the church buildings. And during that time, all that time, you know, we're talking about 2,000 people, children, you know, and also, you know, elderly women all trying to save themselves. And basically what happened is that they had no way to get out.
Sudan's warring sides have blamed each other for breaches of the latest ceasefire aimed at allowing humanitarian aid into the country. The violations happened soon after the truce came into effect on Monday. Fighter jet was shot down in Omdurman, northwest of Khartoum, and artillery fire has been reported near a military base. Official figures show annual net migration to the United Kingdom reached a record high of 606,000 people last year. It is expected to increase political pressure on Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, who has pledged to bring numbers down. Russia has signed a deal with Belarus to station tactical nuclear weapons in its territory. Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu says the decision was taken after what he called a sharp escalation on Russia's borders. China has rejected hacking reports by the U.S. as a disinformation campaign. Western intelligence agencies and Microsoft accused the Chinese group known as Volt Typhoon of spying on critical U.S. networks. 8 Palestinians have been injured, one critically, in a raid by Israeli forces in the occupied West Bank on Wednesday night. 17 Palestinians have been detained during the overnight raids. Israel says it's been carrying out what it describes as a counter-terrorism operation. Iran has unveiled a new ballistic missile that it says has a range of 2,000 kilometers. The Khaybar, as it's known, is said to have improved guidance capabilities to outmaneuver anti-missile systems.